191 and all.
Blog Talk Radio.
I beat the shit out of Tony Smith, 4-2 amateur heavyweight boxer. Listen, man, that dude was tough, man. He was just not in my league. Nobody's in my league, but he was just outclassed. He was just not on the level. It was like, man, if you watch NBA, you ever watch one team so superior to the other team, they just sweep them. They win all four games. Yeah, today it was just Charlie Zelenoff. You know, the sweet science at its finest, man. Charlie's on off the GOAT. The greatest ever. Yeah, the killer six in Vegas. You know, who the fuck can do that? I defied science with that. But anyways, man, I started the day 188-0. And finished the day 191-0. I mean, what boxer wins three fights a day? I wasn't aiming to win three times. That's too many fights, man. Because, like, honestly, there is a little bit of wear and tear. You know, I can feel it. You know, there's a little bit of wear and tear. Fighting too much. Six wins in a week. Fighting six times in a week. Six from last Wednesday, three wins. This Wednesday, three wins. That's from April 19 to April 26. I scored six boxing victories. I told you I was gonna expose the Klitschko Joshua shit. Now, hey. Regardless of what happens, that quote-unquote fight, I would kill both of those clowns. You saw I made the video speaking Russian to Bitchko, and then the day after I beat a fucking heavyweight, and before that a U.S. Marine and Wing Chun. Let me tell you what happened to Wing Chun. I walk in the gym and I see this big dude, about like 200 pounds or more. I didn't weigh him. I don't know, but I could tell he was a heavyweight. Okay, he had like some martial arts uniform. Like, it said some shit like Wing Chun, Kung Fu. And I'm like, so you're a fighter, obviously, right? He's like, yeah. I'm like, how long, like, what do you do? He's like, Wing Chun. You know, I'm like, oh, okay. Kung Fu. I say, all them Kung Fu motherfuckers, they always, everybody fails, but especially them. And I said, how long you did Wing Chun for? He said, 8 years. I'm like, so you black belt? He's like, yeah. I'm like, what's box? I got gloves, you know. I'm like, they teach you how to throw hands, you know. It's Wing Chun is different, but still. I'm like, what's box? He's like, no. He's like, I'm good. And then I'm like, all right, fucking. I just left him alone. Then this all out of nowhere, as we're like, I'm about to walk this way, he's about to walk that way, this idiot does some stupid gesture where he kind of slaps my chest with his backhand, like kind of like a, you know. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? And I come up to him. So, like, I just jabbed him, like, right in the jaw, bare knuckle. I punched him, boom. You could hear his jaw snap, literally. I nearly knocked his jaw off, like a power jab, like, bam. Yeah, you all saw me box today, man. Yeah, I jabbed this guy, bare knuckle, man. That was 189. And he's like, what the fuck, man? You can't be punching people. I'm like, hey, listen, you can't be doing stupid gestures to the greatest boxer of all time, man. I'm like, you want to do something about it? Nothing. He's like, oh, I'm good, I'm good. He just walked away. That's it. That's all I'm saying, man. I keep saying it. It's one thing to talk shit to the champ on the internet, and it's another thing. Listen, this guy did some gesture, and he got fucked up. Can you imagine if these sick haters would insult me in real life like they do on the internet? They would never do it. They'd get fucking knocked the fuck out. 190. I was challenging this Marine. He kept backing out, and I couldn't find anybody. Nobody wanted to fight. And I'm like, I came up again to the Marine. I'm like, let's do it. And he said, all right. He was huge, like 6'2", 230 pounds, huge, like wide motherfucker. This Marine, man, honestly, out of all the Marines I beat, he was probably the worst one. Dude fought like a fucking bitch. You know, I rushed him. I think I connected the first shot, like partially blocked it. Because there was, like, the dude recording didn't record. He was, like, picturing the fight. Idiot. He was pressing the wrong button. But there was a picture, and you could see that I did connect. And then he like, landed some two punches, like, or one. I don't know. But they were just, like, they were weak. They didn't do anything. And then, you know what I'm saying, we both had gloves on. And I come right up to him. You got to protect yourself at all times. And I just clocked him right in the chin. Bam. Left hook. U.S. Marine took his gloves off. That's it. Took his fucking gloves off. And, TKO. And then literally like 10 minutes after that, I found Tony Smith said he's a 4-2 heavyweight boxer. He's Italian and Mexican. And Tony Smith, a big, intimidating, bald heavyweight boxer guy that obviously has power. He's too slow for me. But who isn't too slow for me, man? You know, even guys like Anthony Thompson, who are world-class fighters, you know, fast cruiserweights, you know, weave, you know, fast heavyweight, got their ass beat, you know, so. Hey, man, I did it, man. I keep doing it. If I keep going at this pace, man, I'll be fucking 300 now by 2018. But no, like I said, 200, when I reach 200, which will be, well, it'll be very soon if I keep going at this pace, coming to the gym, beating three guys a day. Then that means mathematically, if you look at it, that means the next three trips to the gym, the next three trips, I'm going to be 200 now. Meaning next time I'm going to be 194, then 197, then 200. I don't plan to do that. I plan to, now, again, one win at a time, because three fights a day is too much. But yet I somehow still seem to win. I'm the best. But, yeah, when I'm like 197 or 198 or no, like when I'm 197 or no, I'm gonna knock out three different guys in one day. Just close the book on it. Seal the deal. My girlfriend was proud of me. She said, wow, baby, she's like so impressive, so fast. Yeah, I was talking to her like before, after fights. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, my girlfriend's a model, supermodel, much hotter than Daria. Yeah, that's what should be next, man. I'm just going to go in May or June, you know what I mean? Now I got to get my passport and everything. It's already about to be May anyway, so yeah, probably May I'll go soon, next month. And then in Ukraine, I'm going to get the job done, get that 200. Oh, man. Over there, man, they got them Sambo dudes, man, like Sambo Russian, man. Oh, shit, I want to rematch him. That was a great fight. I beat his ass, but that was a great fight. He was competitive, man. Of course, he lost. Obviously, everybody loses to Charlie Zelenoff. I'm sure you all have noticed by now. But Sambo Russian was one of my toughest opponents. He was, you know. Man, Tony Smith, blood was coming out of his mouth, man. So I'm saying, I punch you haters in the mouth, man. You wouldn't like it. You wouldn't want to talk shit anymore, man. Troll TV, that's breeze back. If not, whatever. You're both retarded, but I think it's, come on, listen. Troll TV / breeze back. Dude, you need help, man. Okay, three fights in one day. I did it again. To do it back to back in the same week? Son, you're hating on the wrong person. You're schizophrenic. You're sick in the head. You're not normal, dude. I am 191-0. You saw the fan? He recognized my record. Yeah, okay. He said 170 something because he said he wasn't following the past 20 fights. But the point is, he recognized that I have hundreds plus wins. And no losses. Not 0-1. 191-0. 0-1 fighters don't beat heavyweight boxers. Like Lee. 180-0. Okay, 4-2. Tony Smith. Average record, but still. More wins than losses. Heavyweight boxer. That guy punches. That guy lands a bomb. He can put anybody out. Lee and Thompson, they would kill Deontay Wilder. I beat Gilles Zavala. He would knock out Deontay Wilder. Gilles Zavala was fucking... Listen, man. Gilles Zavala looked good against the TV guys. When Charlie Zelenoff put on the gloves against him, Gilles Zavala got outclassed. That's the thing, man. The boxer-puncher style that I have, I could switch up literally from... In the same fight, I could rush, bang, just fuck you up in my favorite style. Or I could just, you know, master box, just like, and I looked so much better than Mayweather ever did in any of his fights against Maidana, against Berto, against Pacquiao. My win today, Mayweather could, I swear to God, like, that's like my second fighting style to, you know, just kick back and box, just, you know, just, and like, The thing is, it's just I like better like when against Troy, against the Kung Fu champion, I just come out, bam, bam, you know, bombs away, just finish the motherfucker right away. But see, I could have done that to this motherfucker, but that left hook was hard. That was power held back. That was power held back, man. That was like, I said, that was like 35% of my power. And it just sounded loud as fuck. And then that right hand, honestly, like, more people said the left hook was better. Yeah, because it was louder and there was more, you know, more power to it. But I think the right hook, because he was trying to, like, he was more ready for it. He said, let's go. That's why I hit him. But the right hook, it was kind of like, it was nice, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, hold on. Look how loud this shit was, man. No HBO boxer fights as good as me, man. That was a joke, dude. Fuck. I don't see him beating any heavyweight fighters, man. Yeah, what Canelo fight 180 and Lee? Lee would put him in the hospital. What Canelo fight Jules Waller, Deontay Wilder? Yeah, right, man. Dude, come on, man. Fuck out of here with that Canelo shit, man. I'd gladly beat his ass, but it's just he's too small, man. He just, I fight heavyweights. Today I beat three heavyweights. The Wing Chun, heavyweight, U.S. Marine, super heavyweight. This guy, super heavyweight. I beat heavyweights. What the fuck am I going to get out of beating up a middleweight, man? Come on. Charlie's on off number one, man. All of these fucking delusional haters, man. This Robert Dickhead Jr., I don't even think he makes videos anymore. Fucking retard, man. What can he say about that, man? Fair and square, man. Okay, he put on the gloves. He didn't lace them up. He didn't strap the other one up. I'm okay, but I'm like, how long you want to go? He's like, a minute. I'm like, all right. He had his stance. You know, I hit him. Hey, protect yourself at all times. He said he looked ready. He said he was ready, and that's it. Nobody's ready. 192 is going to be a slaughter. What did I say? This was a slaughter. I went on TKO, but physically I outboxed him and he quit. That's a TKO. He's like, I gotta go. And I looked so just like phenomenal. You know what I mean? Just like, you know, just so relaxed, so sure and aware of you know, when I, like I said, against the Lee, that confidence when I box now. You people are witnessing the prime Charlie Zonoff. However, we don't know. Maybe 2018 I'm going to be even better because, as you notice, every year I get better and better and better. 14 wins, and we're only in April. Okay, the end of April. In 4 months, I have scored 14 wins. People were fucking going. These sick box rec people were going crazy when Muhammad Ali scored 5 wins in 1 year. I scored 72 wins last year. This year, we're still in April. 14 wins already. Listen. When I get to 200 wins and zero losses this year, it's obviously going to happen. I'm going to retire because, come on, I seriously need a break. I fight fucking 3 times a day. That's outrageous. Nobody does that. But I take the most I take off is 3.5 weeks, 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks at most. Like when I knocked out the Kung Fu champion, that was my best win of all time. I took a month off. But that was like February 8th, and then I came back March, was it March 10th when I beat Troy? So I took like I took a month and 1 day off. And then I came right back. But an actual full month, 20 months in a row, Charlie Zonoff has been boxing and winning and dominating. Wing Chun, Marine, 4-2, Tony Smith, heavyweight boxer, all three of them. All of them lost. Beat them all. I wasn't, you know, the wins were good, but today's three-piece that I gave to the haters and box rec was better. That's amazing, man. It's just to go in there and just win three fights a day and then do it again the same week, man. Fuck, man. It's just kind of, it's funny how these haters would always sell me short, and like, damn, it's just three wins a day, multiple times in a week. I'm sorry, man, but you guys are delusional, man. And Ray Robinson, Marciano, Ali, I would kill all of them, man. They don't have my skill. They don't have my aggressiveness, my explosiveness, my power, my speed. I'm just, I was born to do this, man. It's a, I've done explained why I don't have the money that I deserve. However, I may get it. I may get it. Oh yeah, very possible. But that's between. I've talked to my team, lawyers, paralegals, financial people. That's, you know, let's talk boxing here. You know, how much money I have shouldn't concern you people. My girlfriend's a model. I have enough money to support her. I have enough money to impregnate her and start a family with her. Normal girl, you know. Yeah, we're getting serious, you know. I mean, all the women I had are beautiful, you know. But look at the way I box. I mean, why is it a surprise that I have a really hot girlfriend? It would be a surprise if I didn't have a hot girlfriend, you know. The fuck, man. You saw my ex-wife, but they fuck that bitch, man. I saw her. Listen, I don't keep up what the fuck Daria does at all. But I just, like, out of curiosity, I was like, what the fuck? This bitch looks worse. She has like some weird looking hairdo now and like hairstyle. She doesn't look as good. She kind of looks like more. She looks like a fucking older woman now instead of a young hot bitch when I was with her. And I don't know. No, she just looks weird. She just doesn't look as good as she did when she was with me. Now she's with some fat dude. And is that fat dude beating three guys a day? Is he 191-0? 191-0, man. As we speak, 9 wins away from 200. From the prophecy, baby. Listen, man, 200-0 is like, man, I can do that in like a few days. I can just, I'm relaxed, man. Come on, I need a rest. What the fuck, I just beat 6 people this week, man. That's crazy, man. No, like the forfeits don't count anymore. I physically smashed 6 people this week. 6 people. Yeah, I deserve another month off, man, if not longer. But you know me, I don't take longer than a month off. Deserve some time off, man. We'll see, man. Yeah, but 192 is gonna. It's just gonna. Just one great win. I don't need to do multiple. Listen, there's no rush. 200 is obviously. Listen, 300, 400 is gonna happen. If this pace continues, like now, that's it. People start stepping up again. That's it. I'm not worried, man. 200-0 is literally a guarantee. 300-0. Is also a guarantee. Yeah, I mean, if this pace keeps going, then I go to Ukraine to meet my girl, and then over there, it's just like, oh man, we're looking at 300-0 by 2018 year's end, October, November, December 2018. We're looking at 300-0, maybe sooner. That's it, man. Charlie Zonov, the greatest boxer of all time. You all have witnessed it. You are currently witnessing it, and you will be witnessing it for a long, long, long time. I do not plan to retire when I'm 200. No, I'm not even sure I'm going to retire when I'm 200. No, that's what I'm saying. Right now, I'm planning it, but it depends on how good 200 will be. If 200 will be on the level of Anthony Thompson victory. You fucking owned this guy, Charlie. Great win. Go 191-0. Thanks. Yeah, you also, the real fan, asked me for a photo, man. You saw, by the way, I want to interrupt myself. Let me just finish. All right, if 200 is like the Kung Fu knockout, the U.S. Marine that hit the shelf, yeah, it depends how, okay, 200 has to be a great win. Not good, great. And I'm talking super, like, it has to be, like, my best win, 200. If it's, like, on the, like versus Lee, like today, except against, okay, 4-2, tough guy, you know, took a beating, but it has to be, 200-0 has to be against somebody like, you know, 80-0 or somebody, you know, somebody with that record, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, it just depends. Because, of course, 200 is going to be an easy win for me, but I'm saying if it's like, if it's just a good win, then I'm going for 201. Maybe the day after. Then I'm going to retire when I'm like, you know, it depends. We'll see, man. Probably 9 more fights to go, and these fucking boring delusional haters will kill themselves. I doubt it, man. I doubt it. I don't. Even when I'm 4 or 5, like 300 or 0, I don't know. Listen, these people are sick, man. They just, yeah. I'm sure that deep down they don't feel good right now. They feel bad. But hey, you know, karma is a bitch. These people called pizza places to my house. That's ridiculous to annoy me. I went on a stream. All I try to do on the stream was just, you know, meet some new fans, talk some boxing. You know, I wasn't trying to argue with anybody. And these 600 bitches just come in there and insult me for no reason. Insult my girlfriend, insult my family. And just like, hey, man, you know, why don't you do it to my face? You know, hey, the heavyweight boxer that I beat today, that guy would kill you all, man. You can talk shit about him or me, whatever. Yeah, okay, you obviously, nobody's on my level. I'm the greatest of all time. But he had blood coming out of his mouth. I punched him in the mouth. And if I punched two people in the mouth, you'd be in the hospital. I punched a trained heavyweight boxer today. Beat his ass. That right hand? Dude, 9 more fights. 9 more fights. For 200, I want to knock out Deontay Wilder. But I do not think he will fight. Because I don't call him anymore. I called him that one time, like what was it, a few days ago, a week ago. I don't think he will fight. He doesn't have the stones. Listen, 2014 Charlie Zonoff was able to get in the ring and one-shot Deontay Wilder. I'm a lot stronger, faster, more experienced, better, more agile, just... Look at the way I box today. Look at how relaxed and sure I am. Now look at how relaxed I am. You know, how everything just literally just goes. Everything's so natural. Just like the jabs, you know. Fuck, man. I'm so sharp. Like it's... Yeah, man, I'm blessed, man. Charlie's on off. Number 1 pound for pound.